Hi, everybody. I'm Jay Collier. I'm the lead developer of DigiCam project. And we will be talking about this application. Well, I will make a general review with the last stable version from Kaggle 3. And after, I will explain all new features implemented in the Kaggle 4, especially geolocalization, the new search tools, and the raw import component. So DigiCam, DigiCam, why DigiCam? Because the world of photography is, I have a great revolution. The photograph workflow is speeding up, and photographic item increase and in number and size. And photographer need a computer and software, a good software. Computerized photographer have a huge image collection, need to talk with the camera, edit the photograph, and catalog and publish the pictures. A solution is the DigiCam. The project is not a recent project, like you can see. It's there is an international team, open source, C++, and there is a usual component like ERC mailing list and Pexilla, web page, wiki, and run for the moment under Linux. The goal, an user-friendly interface, and to be compatible with the photograph workflow, camera interface, album management, search tools, and export tools to the web. It's an extendable application using different plugins, and there is a big handbook which have been written as a real book. So I will speedily review the general component. So this is the last version for Kaggle 3, which is actively supported and maintained. You have usual photographer tools, an album view, an image editor, camera interface, a light table to compare similar pictures, and search tools. The main interface, it's an album tree view, an icon view, a sidebar on the left and the right, a fast preview component, like you can see in the screen. Many search tools to find pictures by the date or the name or the tag, writing, etc. You can sort and filter the album view, put, comment, and change date for each item, place tag and write, and manage a lot of plugin to expand the feature. So, especially for a photograph, you can see an histogram for the image. And another important feature, especially for me, is to manage metadata properly. You have color profile management too, and geolocalization. This is the camera interface. It's a GPhoto 2 front end, and you can drive a lot of camera using proprietary protocol on other standard USB protocol. All downloading work in background using multi-threading. In general, in the DigiCam, multi-threading is everywhere. You have some tools to fix rotation and DAC automatically, and creation of album using that and photo name. You can tag automatically all metadata and process lossless conversion, especially for a JPEG file. The editor is a big part in Digicam. It's easy to use. It's just a simple editor. There is no layer management. But it drives 16 bits color depth, not like another program like GIMP. It's very important. You can import your raw file. It supports color management. All metadata are preserved when you transform, convert file to another one. You support a plugin interface, and there is a standalone version named ShowPhoto. Some tools are available directly. Refocus tools to improve sharpness, noise reduction, red eyes collection, exposure, white balance, transform, composition, and decoration effect. This is a plugin interface. There is two plugin interfaces, one for the album view and another one for the editor. For the album view, the plugin interface is Keepy. And you can see a few components to export, email, HTML, and gallery, to batch process your pictures and slide. For the editor, this is the usual transformation or color conversion tools. The light table, it's a virtual container with a tumbler on the top, and you can compare side by side two pictures. You have two canvas, like you can see it. And the canvas are synchronized. When you move one side, the other one move too. You can scroll, pan, store. Raw files are supported. And of course, with these tools, you can short, select the good pictures, delete the wrong, and rate. There is no similar tools under Linux, I think. Search tools. Find a photo, of course. It uses a database. You can query by date, time range with the new timeline tools. You can query a string, search an album, commands tag, writing that, and make complex and multiple query. So the new version for Kaleo 4. Well, what's news? Malware integration everywhere for geolocalization. Solid integration, it's work fine. And Phono to play video, for example. Multi-repository, in Kaleo 3 version, you have only one root album. In this new release, you can set more than one. And you can use remote storage, network transparency, a new database schema, and new search tools. All have been rewritten from scratch. The tumbler have been, like you can see here, the tumbler have been integrated everywhere to be able to move speedily over the IDEM during a preview session. Ah, the important tools is to fix the lens distortion automatically using metadata from the camera. The camera new camera capture tools have been implemented using the new feature from GPhoto 2. XMP metadata are supported everywhere, only in this version, not Kaleo 3. And the code have been ported to Mac, it's work, and under Windows, it's not yet done. But it must compile, I think. geolocation. GPS devices are nice, and you can tag your picture to place the geolocation information and process over a map. On this screenshot, you can see a Google map, but there is another view where marble is used. We have a plugin, a KP plugin to synchronize a GPS device with your pictures. And you can export to KML for Google, of course. To finalize, the search tools is implemented in GCam Core, but in Marble, we need a small patch to be able to make a selection over the map. I have done a patch, but it has been yet integrated. This is the new search tools interface. It's a complex tool, fully rewritten, more easy to use, and more complex. We drive all important photo metadata. You can search for example, like you can see here, all photo taken with Minolta camera. In a new search tools, there is a fuzzy search component to be able to find the duplicate photo and to find a photograph using a template, a drawing template. These features are implemented and work properly. Nepomuk, it's still in the to-do list. I have been contacted by a student from Mandriva, which have implemented a widget to register a few area from a photo under the Nepomuk framework. It's under construction, and of course it will be integrated soon. This is the new RAW import tools. In DigiCam, the first RAW file format support. It's an automatic workflow. It's fixed colors and gamma collection. And a lot of people need an advanced tools like this, where you can set and customize all settings for demo aliasing and apply some correction for noise reduction and lens during the demo aliasing process. And you have a few settings to fix exposure and gamma linearity. And of course, like you can see in this view, the preview, you can zoom in, pan the image, and all code in these tools are multi-threaded. So, conclusion. So, we're trying to be the most and easy to use application, and we try to adapt for casual photographer and provide an advanced feature for professional photographer. So, for the future, there is an important component to do. It's the versioning of pictures and the action list management to be able to batch your picture with different actions at the same time. For example, you convert your photo from RAW to PNG and you rotate or crop the photo. We need two backup tools which support better the database information. The RAW metadata writing is not yet implemented. In DigiCam, we use XIF2 library, where recently I have personally implemented PNG and TIFF writing. And we need a raw. And after, we can release the first one version. There is a pending task to initiate the web export tools. I'm not sure where is a good way, actually. And hot subject is to be able to write DNG file, but it's not yet implemented, and I don't find the right way for the moment. If you want more information, please consult the Digicam website.